Listener's Mouth Theatre presents Am I Old Yet? A seriously silly screwball comedy in which an elderly woman approaches her 80th year with a degree of apprehension, shall we say? And this podcast approaches its fourth year with a lot of joy. So I'm delighted to bring you season 9. In which we have some new actors have joined the team, and I do hope you'll check out the crowdfunding campaign to see if we can maybe throw some pennies in their buckets. In the meantime, here we are in episode 1 of season 9, in which Helen picks up her poetry writing career and goes back to an open mic somewhere in London, at which she is joined by an unexpected visitor, which is kind of happens to her a lot. Enjoy.
Thank you, Raven. As usual, you always get us to see the funny side. Maybe there is something to be said for hearing aids that sprout bonsai trees. Not sure I'd be up for volunteering to wear the mushroom-flavored T-shirt, though.
No, I don't think I would either.
Right. Well, it's now time to welcome our honored guest. She's been a regular of the Good and Deadly Poetry Society back in the day, 5 years ago? 3? Before the pandemic, wasn't it? I've lost track.
Yes, early 2020 was the last time I was here.
Well, we're very happy to have you back with us. For those of you who don't know her, Helen Docherty is Australian, but she's made her home here in England. She is a published poet. Her work mainly focuses on the natural world with, I would like to say, a lightly comic touch. Am I allowed to say that?
You can say whatever you like, Henry.
As long as you say it kindly. Henry.
You got me there, Avon. That's a reference to a poem I read last week, Helen.
It was a rant, Henry.
What a
no mistake about it.
I love a good rant.
You are right again, Raven. It was a rant. I think you'd have enjoyed it. But that's enough about me. Tonight, it's over to you. I've invited Helen to come along this evening to share some of her gorgeous poetry. Come on, everybody. Big welcome to Helen Docherty.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. I'm going to start with a kind of an ode, first one I ever wrote. I'll attempt to read it with some sense of the structure defined for you, hopefully without losing the sense. So here it is. It's called And Still You Grow. Tiny spider plant, a gift. Gently snipped from your mother's outstretched arm, hastily wrapped in wet cotton wool, popped into a poly bag, transported in my backpack. Transported home in my backpack. Modestly at first, nestling into the company of a kindly kalanchoe, you reach downwards, roots thickening, searching for the dark brown safety of soil. Slowly your lime and jade striped points sloped their length upwards, seeking sun, sensing the power of meager light through dark winter days. Greedily you guzzled the water, soaking sweetly past your spiky leaves. Insidiously, their tips inched higher, wider, subtly spreading into the space conceded by your florid friend. Suddenly, one solo spike, thin and reed-like, secreted shyly among the foliage, escaped its hiding place, a scape whose inflorescence dandles miniature plantlets, inspiring each other to softly flutter into the spring warmth. Mightily you embark upon motherhood, bearing your babies with bravado, as the earth turns and life yearns to repeat itself, freshening the air I breathe, a gift indeed. And still you grow. Thank you.
The spider part. So poignant. So clever how you made it about motherhood in the end.
Oh, thank you. Glad you liked
it. I think it's just wonderful that you keep on writing like you do, coming up with new stuff.
Oh, I don't know about
so
that.
Funny. I didn't think older people could make jokes the way you do.
Really?
No. My gran never cracked a joke. She was always so serious. She just didn't get young people, you know?
Oh, well.
Yes, she didn't understand how difficult it is these days. Why we have to make fun of things just to stay sane, you know?
Oh, right. So difficult for you these days. Who knew?
Excuse me. I am so sorry to interrupt.
Do I know you? You look familiar.
We have not met before. My name's Silene. But do you know some people in my family? May I speak?
Of course.
With you?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Raven. It's been lovely to meet you. That's very kind of you to say such sweet things. Would you excuse us a moment, please? I'll see you later.
Oh, no, not at all. Henry!
Silene? Now, who do you remind me of?
Perhaps I look like my half-sisters or my aunt. I believe they spoke to you. Perhaps a year or so ago about the situation where one is chosen.
When one is... Oh, you mean the chosen one?
I believe so. I'm sorry to interrupt your evening, but... I need to speak with you. It is important.
Now, you're not from here exactly, are you?
No, I'm from Greece originally.
And your aunt? She came to see me with her daughter, Sefi?
That is so.
Okay. So what on earth are you doing here? Is anything wrong?
Well, no, and possibly yes. We are not sure. I've been asked to deputise for Persephone. She has to spend some time in the underworld or, you know, no winter. But we wanted to be sure that you are all right. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Why do you ask?
Because we heard that my parents, they were looking for you.
Oh, are they really? Gosh.
Yeah, they want to stop you from using your powers.
Oh, is that all?
Absolutely, just that. They want all interference with the natural course of things or something along those lines to cease. Would you agree?
What do you think?
I think not. From what I hear, you are a very brave person and wise.
Well, not so much really, but... stubborn, I'll admit to that.
So, what are you going to do?
You know, I do think your parents have a very good point. What is the use of interfering? There are always unintended consequences.
Oh, that is true.
And then what? If there's nothing we can do to reverse the damage to the weather systems and we can't stop humanity from adding to the problem, what is the point of trying?
I agree. In principle, but we think, we believe...
We?
Demeter and Artemis and Hermes.
Ah, Hermes.
And we agree that there are possibilities for making a difference on a much, much smaller scale.
Well, that's good to hear.
Helen?
And I agree.
We're about to start
I have to go
again.
Now. Will you agree to meet up with me again? Perhaps your favourite coffee shop?
Of course. When?
Tomorrow, lunchtime. And if you see my parents...
Not a word. Don't worry.
Helen. Oh. Hello. I'm Henry. I don't think you've been here before, have you?
No. First time. Very interesting.
poetry.
The poetry. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your evening. What? Goodbye.
You're leaving? Oh, that's a shame. Wow. Beautiful woman. Just beautiful. Don't you think, Helen? Wow. Friend of yours?
I know her parents. And yes, she is. But still, she reminds me of someone.
Oh,
I'm quite pleased.
I do hope she comes back next month.
Not likely. But you never, never know.
No, you don't.
Henry, it's time.
Right. Helen, are you ready for the next set? Loads of questions for you.
Oh, goody. Ooh. That was episode 1 of season 9 of Am I Old Yet? You heard Tayo Aluko as Henry, Frances Brodie Aldridge as Raven, Sarah Golding as Silene, and me, Floyd Kennedy, as Helen. The music is from John T. La Barbera's album In the Labyrinth, which is available on Bandcamp. Now, we're running a fundraising campaign at the moment to raise enough money to pay our actors because, frankly, I think they're worth it. They've been volunteering their services for 3 years now, and I think it's time we got over that and actually recompense them for their time and their talent and their passion for this particular project. Just because they're enjoying doing it doesn't mean they shouldn't be paid. It's a funny old thing in the arts, isn't it? I'm about to get on with episode 2, and thanks for listening. Stay safe.